Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 17, Letter Number 6437, Baruch Hashem. The 5th of Menachem of Tov, Shiitchez, Brooklyn, Shalom Avrochem. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter from Thursdays. And at an auspicious time, I'll mention all those you write about on the Holy Tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles here to each and every one, what they need as befitting to what you write in your letter. This that you write about the very difficult parnasa, the income, the family livelihood, that it's very difficult for his father, Sheikhya. So the Rebbe says, for sure you have several friends, acquaintances and friends in the place where he lives, and he should consult with them what they think, what kind of a job, what kind of a parnasa would be fitting to the current situation. So the Rebbe is saying that to consult people, to find out, to get their opinion, get their input. But the Rebbe says, together with that, you should also do matters that add to the success of the Blessed Hashem and His blessing. What do I mean, the Rebbe says? What do I mean to do things that will add in the success? So my intention is the advice of our sages give that melech momen chaser. If you're sold your money, which means you don't give out money for tzedakah, then you'll be out losing money, so you're not going to have money. And the Rebbe says, therefore, the thing is to increase in tzedakah, to do more tzedakah, and to distribute the amounts, to give many times, to just keep in tzedakah. And the fitting time to give tzedakah is every weekday before morning prayers. And also, on every day, also on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when you can't give tzedakah coins, after the morning you should say minimally one chapter of the Book of Tehillim. But best is to say the schedule for the month, as the Tehillim has been divided up to the days of the month. And if it's possible, in your place, it is befitting that your mother, may she live, should give every day at least one slice of bread or one food to a poor person that needs it. That your mother should give to other people, and that's going to be actually to her benefit. At least, the Rebbe says, one piece of bread or some other food to a poor person that needs it. So this is a type of tzedakah which the benefit is right away. Sometimes you give somebody money, they have to go buy, and it takes time till the charity that you give gets translated into helping them. But if you give them a meal and you give them a food, then you're actually giving them right away. Rebbe is saying the form of tzedakah to feed them, this gives them right away a benefit. And that way, if you do your tzedakah so they benefit right away, this also brings very quickly the blessings of Hashem, as our sages tell us in the Gemara in Tainis Chav Gimel Amud Beis, that this form of tzedakah brings it back. So he writes about his father's difficulty in the livelihood. The Rebbe says, first, consult the people where he lives, what's a fitting kind of job for him, and also do things that bring to success. And the Rebbe says, give more tzedakah, and distribute it many times, and also do the shir tillum after the davening. The tzedakah on the weekdays should be before the davening. And the Rebbe suggests to give a tzedakah which is right away can be used like a piece of bread. And that brings, if you give tzedakah that can be used right away, the Eibishter also responds in a quicker way. He writes also about the medical issue of his father and the medical treatment and the results. So the Rebbe says you should ask a specialist, a doctor in that area, because lately, in the later years, they already found a treatment. They found that this treatment can affect the kidneys, and therefore they change it. You switch it and you change it. So here the Rebbe is giving him also all the exact medical rationales that they said that this has can have a negative effect on the kidneys. So therefore, the Rebbe suggests to consult an expert, somebody who's a specialist in this field. So now the Rebbe says, since you're the one that is writing for your father, you're bringing the requests, and you're getting closer to the right path, so you, from your side, you should add in matters of Torah and mitzvahs, and that will add to the blessings of the blessed Hashem to what you need, and also the fulfillment to the above blessing, with blessings for good news, in the name of the Rebbe by the Rebbe's secretary. And on the bottom there is a nuchta b'tzidoy. It will be proper to check the mezuzahs in your father's home, and also your tefillin. And you, the writer, should keep the tehillim, saying the tehillim for the monthly, every day after the morning prayers. So the Rebbe puts an onus, a burden on the son. You're not going to get away. I'm not going to give you just advice what your father should do. I'm going to advise you what you should do as well. And the Rebbe tells him to add more in Torah mitzvahs. That will add to your father's health as well. And the Rebbe also says, check their mezuzahs, but also that your tefillin. When he says your tefillin, meaning yours as well, the son and the father. And the Rebbe asks also the son to keep the tefillin after morning. And to the father, as far as parnosa, the Rebbe says to try to distribute more tzedakah. As far as the treatment, the Rebbe says to consult a specialist, because they found out that this treatment can affect the kidneys. And the Rebbe says, you, as the one who brings the request, should also increase in your own Torah in order to expedite and to bring the blessing for your father.